T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, welcome into Hawk and Crowder. I'm Dono. I'm in for Hawk today, and I'm always happy to work with not only Channing Crowder, who's, you know, a legend in his own right, but Solana. I haven't spoken to Solana in the last several days since he's just blown up. He's become a celebrity. Solana TV. I'm surprised, like, you still remember the little people, like that he still shows up to work every day on the Hawk and Crowder show, because Solana TV, I think, is now bigger than anything going on at this radio station. So hello to you. I'll say hello to Solana first before I say hello to Crowder. Solana, how are you?
Wow. That's big praise, but I appreciate it. What's up, guys?
What is up, Solana? And what's up, Crowder? Are you over in L.A.?
Yes, sir. Los Angeles, long days, long nights over here. But yeah, I'm just surprised Solana still comes to work. You know what I'm saying? We're just honored to have him to be a part of our world.
Yeah, no doubt about that, man. So we're going to have a great show coming up. We're going to talk very early to Lee Sterling, get his picks for the game twos tonight between the Miami Heat and Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, Florida Panthers and Tampa Bay Lightning in the Eastern Conference Semifinals in the NHL. Heat, as you know, are up 1-0 in their series. Panthers are down 1-0 in theirs. And Crowder, I'm hyped and I'm a little bit nervous for tonight. Marcus Smart expected to come back. Kyle Lowry not coming back yet. They've been playing very well, though, without Kyle Lowry. The Heat are 3-point favorites tonight, and we're going to talk about this with Lee Sterling, Crowder, but I've noticed that line, you know, it opened up at 5, and then once Marcus Smart was announced coming back, or more than likely coming back, it shrank to about 4, and since then, the sharps and the bettors have taken it down to about 3. So it looks like most of the money is coming in on Boston tonight. I think it's going to be a close game.
I think it'll be a close game. The biggest point differential in the game, I don't know what it is. We'll look it up and talk to Lee about it, but I might take that one. I think it is going to be a better game than, you know, what happened in the third quarter of game one. But it's so funny. Marcus Smart moves a line 2 points.
Defensive player of the year, bro.
Dono, it's Marcus Smart. Like, come on, man. And now he's going to choke Jimmy out. Like, Jimmy is right now playing at – he's the best player. After last night, we had this discussion yesterday, Dono. After last night, watching what Andrew Wiggins did to Luka, watching what the Golden State Warriors did to the damn Mavs, right now Jimmy Butler is the best player still playing in the NBA playoffs. I'll say it right now. Jimmy Butler is not going to get choked out by Marcus Smart.
Yeah, and honestly, and I was looking at this graphic on ESPN today, like the numbers that Jimmy is putting up through 10 games into a playoff run, like these are numbers that have only been put up by 6 other players in NBA history, including the likes of LeBron James, Magic Johnson, Dwayne Wade, and Larry Bird. So if you're seeing, like, in this playoff run, the company that Jimmy Butler is in statistically, if you look at that, you're thinking this has got to be like one of the 7 or 10 best players of all time. Not saying he is, but those are the sort of numbers he's putting up in these playoffs, Crowder.
Yeah. Playoff Jimmy. No, playoff P. They call Paul George playoff P. There's a difference in playoff Jimmy and regular season Jimmy. He has 5 40-point games, all of them coming in the playoff for the Miami Heat. Like seven out of Dwayne Wade, 5 out of him, all in the playoffs. Like, yes, Jimmy picks it up in the playoffs. We all know it. We saw it in the bubble. That very, very vividly, I remember that when Jimmy was leaning on the wall playing the Lakers because he was trying to take over those series as well. Like, this is in Jimmy, and now the world is getting to see it. We knew it, Dono. Down here, we all knew it. Now the world's getting to see what playoff Jimmy's like.
There's a lot going on today. We're going to hand things off to our guy, Solana TV, for some headlines.
All right, guys, these headlines, they're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know truck. 7 p.m. is your tip-off tonight for Panthers versus Lightning. I think you just said it there. Probably a must-win game for the Cats tonight, right?
Yeah, 100%. First of all, until proven otherwise, Tampa Bay Lightning are still our daddies. I don't care that the Panthers won more regular season games and they won the President's Trophy, right? You're talking about the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions. They are our daddies until proven otherwise. And if you go down 0-2 against that team, let's not start drawing up those parade routes yet.
Yeah, is Vasilevskiy still in the net?
Yep.
Yeah.
This man is stupid good. We got to find a way to score some goals, man. Because the Lightning, yes, they are our daddy. And I would say if they're our daddy, Vasilevskiy, whatever the hell his name is, he's the heart that's pumping the blood through our daddy's veins. This damn goalie's good.
And by the way, we are going to be talking playoff hockey with Bill Lindsay, the blonde bomber, who just had his 51st birthday a couple of days ago. He's going to be joining us at around 4:35 today. We're also going to have Will Manzo talking Heat with us at around 3:20, in addition to Lee Sterling, who's going to join us in about 15 minutes. So we got a load of potatoes, Hawk would say.
Heat Celtics game two, another 8:45 p.m. tip-off. It's scheduled 8:30. It's going to be at 8:45 again. The good news is Heat fans will probably be in their seats for tip-off. Bad news is I won't be home till 1 in the morning, guys. 1 in the morning on a Thursday night.
And I'm filling in for Tobin tomorrow, so I gotta be up at like 4:30. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I tried to save up for it, Crowder, last night because we didn't have anything locally going on, right? No Panthers, no Heat last night. I went to bed at 9:15 p.m. just so I could prepare myself for staying up until like 11:30 and then waking up at 4:30 tomorrow. So my body is ready.
Oh, you're banking hours?
I'm banking hours.
Dono, you're getting old when you start banking hours. You start preparing for Thursday night on a Tuesday? Dono, you're getting old, bro.
Dono's washed. He's washed. Damn. He's donezo.
Dono, you're acting very Russell Westbrookish. I'm not going to lie to you.
You guys remember that those ambient videos I put out a couple of years ago, right? So believe me, I suffer. When there are late playoff games on, I suffer. So on the off nights, I've got to bank that sleep.
America.
Freedom.
Freedom.
So here's your updated injury report. Derek White out tonight for the Celtics. It's listed as personal reasons. There's a ton of commentary going around that he's actually having a baby tonight. His wife is having a baby. So, again, that's speculation. I don't think that's official yet.
Is he giving birth, or is there a reason he can't show up to the playoffs?
I could tell him what's going to happen.
Don't have this take again. I think you had this take about Jimmy missing the first game as a part of the Heat, that you shouldn't miss that game because of the birth of your
child. I don't know how his mammary glands work. My mammary glands don't make any milk.
Gotta be there. Come on, don't have this take. You gotta be there for the birth of your child. It's a playoff game. There'll be more playoff games.
I know, and you can make more babies. I'll tell you how to do that.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown were in that same situation, because obviously they're a little bit more important for the game tonight, would they be taking tonight off for that same reason, or would they just say, "Honey, I'll see you and the baby tomorrow"?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Dono. I'm with you 100%. Now, Derek White, he doesn't get much burn, so yeah. But I remember, I've told the story before. To Bucky Jones, I believe it was, a safety for the Dolphins, went up to Nick Saban's office and said, "Hey, coach, whenever my wife calls, she's 9 months pregnant. Whenever my wife calls, I'm going to have to leave, the facility and go to the hospital." And Nick Saban told him, and I know we're going to get into that story today, what Jimbo and Nick are going in, because it's so juicy. I love it. Nick Saban told him, he said, "How many kids do you have?" He said, "This will be my fourth." And Nick said, "You've seen three born?" "Yes, sir." "Well, You know what's about to happen. My entire team's on the field at 3:30 today for practice. So, yep, that's kind of the thought I have. That's my approach. I have the Saban approach.
Kyle Lowry is out. We know that for Miami. Marcus Smart is probably going to play. And
yeah, he's gonna play.
Al Horford was doubtful. He's been upgraded to questionable tonight. Remember, he was in health and safety protocols. So I'm sure we'll get some more news on who's playing, who's out in the coming hours. As for last night in the NBA, Game 1 Western Conference Finals, we lost another bet, Crowder. It's been a tough go at it. The Warriors blew out the Mavericks, 112 to 87.
I lost that one too, by the way. Even though I did not, I was not in your consortium. I'm in solidarity with you guys. I lost on that one as well.
This Hawkman with Luka is gonna take over everything. They got the hell beat out of them.
Yeah, we're gonna have to set up like a GoFundMe or something so we can eat lunch because it's going rough right now, Crowder.
Yeah, with that inflation out there, we're in big trouble, man. I'm trying to put gas in my car. Yeah, we need that GoFundMe.
I can't even get refundable plane tickets anymore. I gotta make my flights. I'm broke.
Inter Miami drew 0-0 versus Philadelphia yesterday. They'll host the New York Red Bulls on Sunday in Fort Lauderdale. This was cool news, by the way. Inter Miami announced today they'll host FC Barcelona in a friendly on July 19th in Fort Lauderdale at Drive Pink Stadium.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. And I guess it was cool that they drew that game yesterday because they were a point and a half underdogs. So I guess that's a moral victory to get a draw out of that.
Crowder, who's the best player on Barcelona? Who's your favorite?
Man, the short dude with the hair.
Yeah, I like him too. That's my favorite.
He's hell, boy. He gets after that little ball, especially in the red zone.
The Marlins, they lost last night, but they did end up taking 2 of 3 versus the Nationals. They're off today. They'll begin a 3-game series at Lone Depot Park. They'll host the Atlanta Bravos tomorrow. Lone Depot Park. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. It's hot again today in South Florida, but right now I look over to my left. I have a nice view of the Miami skyline, and it's a nice day. It's not bad. Good day for some games, too. One in Sunrise, one in Miami at FTX. That is your weather.
I like a weatherman who goes by the eye test, right? Because usually the weather person is in front of a green screen in a room with no windows. Mm-hmm. Like I like to get my reports the old-fashioned way, where he looks out the window and says, looks like a nice day out there. Okay, sounds good to me.
It's like, did you enjoy it? It's like the NBA. I mean, enough with the stat nerds. You're giving me the efficiency ratings and the effective field goal numbers. Enough when you're delivering the weather with the numbers. Just look outside. That's the best way to tell the weather. Look outside, give you the eye test.
Amen.
I totally disagree.
All right,
let's call Craig Setzer.
Please, you think Craig, when he's like tracking a storm front, he ever just looks out the window and he's like, oh, yeah, I think we're good. I think we're good today.
Hey, Craig, what's going to happen? Hold on. Let me get to my balcony.
That is true. That's why I trust Solana more than Craig Setzer for my weather. So we got a lot coming up on today's show. Crowder did mention we got to get into a little bit later into the just all out blood feud now between Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher. Miami caught some shrapnel with that as well. That in Nick Saban's old man get off my lawn tirade about NIL, Miami got dragged into the crosshairs too. But when we come back, we're going to get you set for what's going to be a big betting night for the South Floridians because we have Panthers, Lightning Game 2, Heat, Celtics Game 2. Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com will help us navigate that next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, it's a big playoff night. Game 2s, Miami Heat, Boston Celtics, Florida Panthers, Tampa Bay Lightning. To help us break it down, our good pal Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com is his website. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We just love his insight. Mr. Sterling, you ready for a big one tonight, sir? How are you?
I am rested up. It's going to be a long night. I'm starting at the University of Miami baseball game. Going to support the Canes in baseball as they take on the hated Fighting Irish. I'll be there probably 4 or 5 innings and come home and going to watch the Panthers and the Heat simultaneously. I'm going to tape the Panthers game, so I'm watching them, you know, starting at the same time.
Yeah, I went to bed at 9:30 last night just to prepare myself for staying up late tonight. So let's start with the playoff games tonight. I guess let's start in chronological order because the Panthers will take the ice first. I was very disappointed with that 4-1 loss in Game 1, Lee, against Tampa Bay. And the power play has been really frustrating for Florida. Are they going to even up the series tonight? What are your thoughts and any suggested bets for Panthers and Lightning Game 2 this evening?
Well, it really wasn't that surprising that they lost the game. I mean, if you follow what happened when they played them last year, they took a lot of really dumb penalties. And also, it happened again in this last game. I think it was 27 seconds into the game. You just can't do that. In fact, they committed 7 penalties to just the Lightning's 4. The first game against Washington did not make any adjustments going into the series, and they looked sluggish and were not moving the puck and lost that first game. But they did come back to win after losing 4-2, 5-1 in the next game. I just think that Andrew Brunette, not the best coach making changes on the fly, as much as experienced as someone like Eric Spoelstra is for the Heat. So he did make some nice, you know, changes and adjustments in that second game. And I thought this is a team, you know, that, believe it or not, has not played well at all of late. They've not scored a power play goal here, have not looked especially good even 5-on-5. But I think they have enough veteran guys and superstars on the team to step up and make those adjustments. And even looking at Game 1, Florida outshot Tampa. They were even in faceoffs, and they had way more shot attempts. It was just the special teams that killed them here. I think special teams, as long as they're even, if they get a few breaks, I think it's going to be their game. I think they rebound and win this game 5-3.
Yeah, Lee, the special teams have been terrible. Do you, as a gambler, you know, as a prognosticator, do you separate the regular season and postseason? Like, does anything that the Panthers did, the President's Trophy and all that, mean anything with you evaluating the game tonight?
Well, obviously, you look at the rotations. You look at how they did against those teams earlier in the season and those certain lineups. You know, there's usually 4 lines that hockey teams play. So I do look at that. I think with these two teams, they play so hard. It's not like a regular season game where, you know, the Heat is playing at the LA Kings. Sometimes, you know, you catch a team there that's travel weary. Both these two teams are up for the game. So I do account for a lot for what happens in the regular season between these two teams. I think the Panthers are the right side here. I'm going to actually play them a little bit different way. Instead of laying 160, because Tampa has an extremely good goalie. If he stands on his head and he, you know, he doesn't allow a goal or two for the first couple periods, I think I don't want to take a chance of losing the game and laying 160 to win 100. I'm going to take the Panthers and lay 1 goal plus 105. So we've seen a lot of these playoff games end in an empty net when a team has to pull their goalie. So as long as they're up 1 goal, I think they'll get an empty netter in the last minute or two. So I'm going to lay the 1 goal plus 105 and take the Florida Panthers tonight.
That is a good call. And then around 8:30, so really probably an 8:45 tip, we got the Heat, who have a 1-0 lead against Boston. They got an 11-point victory in Game 1, hosting the Boston Celtics for Game 2. Marcus Smart more than likely back tonight. I think Al Horford is questionable. He was doubtful. Now he's questionable. And, you know, Lee, this line has moved a lot, and it's inching closer and closer. Like, I think it's now Heat favored by 3 points. What do you think happens there this evening?
So this line opened at 5. It was immediately bet down the other night, down to 4 immediately, and over the last 24 hours, it's come down to 3 points here. So I like to watch a playoff series. I feel in basketball, if I can watch the first game, I can kind of tell what these coaches will make as far as adjustments, how players will match up one-on-one. I've seen Marcus Smart play Jimmy Butler plenty of times, so I think I have a pretty good feel on what's going to happen there. So incredible third quarter. I mean, let's put this into context. It was such a good quarter. Boston has played 90 games. It was their worst quarter, their biggest deficit in all 90 regular season games and playoffs. So if you expect that to happen, again, it's probably not going to happen. I think this series goes at the shortest six, maybe seven games here. I think this is a game that goes down to the wire. I think Jimmy Butler might still score 25 to 30 points, but it's going to be tough for Max Strus or even Gabe Vincent to, I think, equal the games that they had in game one here. And Victor Oladipo kind of scares me. He has not played well the last four or five games. I think he needs to step up his game. I think these two teams are really evenly matched here. I'll take the 3 points. I'm going to hope and pray for a Miami 1 or 2 point victory here, but I think the right side here is to probably take Boston plus the 3 points.
And you talking about those ancillary pieces, but the second and third score, because we know Jimmy's going to try to get off. Honestly, Lee, after watching Luka last night, I think Jimmy Butler is the best player right now still playing the playoffs. You can argue with me. Steph Curry, Jimmy's balling. Who's that next guy? If you're a prop player, who is it? Tyler Hero getting off? Bam? Is Bam going to go drop 20? Somebody else has to get into those 20s and 30s, Lee, and who's it going to be?
Oh, I think it would be Bam. I mean, look at the matchups. He was matched up, you know, against Robert Williams. Robert Williams almost had a career game last game. You know, he scores 18 points on 6 of 8 shooting. He had 9 rebounds, only 1 turnover. So I think Bam will come to play. He's that guy. I think they'll make some adjustments on Tyler. I think it's going to be more of a low-scoring game here. You know, after the first game where Boston shot 59-plus percent in the first half, I think you're going to see these two teams kind of figure each other out here, and I would probably look here to the under in this game if you're also looking at another way to play this game. It's sitting here right now, just moved up to 206.5. I think the right side is to play the under.
Real quick on the other series over in the West, as we're joined here by Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. You know, Dallas getting blown out game one. I know there's a lot of us, including Mark Hochman, maybe that's why he's not here today, is a big Luka backer, so he might be a little bit humiliated. Is that going to be a cut-and-dry series, or is Dallas going to counterpunch?
I was shocked that they won the series before that. I mean, Jalen Brunson obviously has come into his own. They have some nice, you know, third and fourth pieces, you know, nice. I wouldn't say great pieces. Nothing close to the other three teams that are still left playing. So I was a little shocked. I like Luka. I like watching him. I think he's fun to watch, but I don't think he's going to win too many championships because he doesn't play defense. So I'm going to throw this out there. He's not a Miami Heat guy. There's a plenty other guys that are superstars that aren't Miami Heat guys. So you got to play both ways. You got to play some defense, and he doesn't play a whole lot of defense. And it does come down when you get down to this stage in the playoffs, who are the number one and the number three defenses in the NBA? The Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat.
Lee, to that point, who is the best player still? I said it was Jimmy, but you let me know if you think something else.
Oh, I think it's Jimmy in the playoffs by a wide margin. Some of these other guys like Steph Curry and
Steph, Luka, Jason, it's Jimmy right now.
It's not even close because he does everything. He scores, he rebounds, plays tough defense, and he's a leader. I mean, you know, a lot of times people will just look at raw numbers, and that's great. You know, you can do that a lot in the regular season, but you know, when you look at the last game and you look at the Boston Celtics, I mean, Jason Tatum was great in the first half. But where was he in the second half and where was his leadership? Jimmy Butler would have been on his players. That never would have happened if Jimmy Butler was on Boston, that type of collapse.
Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com, is with us. So, Lee, what else are we looking at for this coming weekend? You were telling me you got something in the UFC. What are we looking at?
Yeah, so I found a fight. I hope everyone's ready for this one now. It is a 100, and it's a, if you played this guy, he's a 195 favorite, but he's plus 100 to finish. Now listen to this name, Joseph Ugly Man Joe, okay? Holmes is his nickname. So he's fighting Alan Amadovsky. Alan Amadovsky is a guy that's 0-2 in the UFC. Holmes 0-1, but Holmes, 26-year-old, he actually looked really impressive. He had a submission victory in Dana White's Contender Series, had a really tough initial matchup against Jamie Pickett. Usually when you fight your first fight, they give you someone similar to you or someone just starting off. Jamie Pickett, more experienced, really has a lot of tools in the toolbox. He fared well while losing a close decision. 34-year-old Imadovsky has, check this out, an unbeatable 0% takedown defense record. Wow. In the UFC. And in the fight that he didn't get taken down, he was KO'd in 14 seconds by John Phillips, a fighter with a 1-5 UFC record here. There is a reason this fight is the featured preliminary fight. It's not because they want to showcase the only fighter out of North Macedonia. Ugly Man Joe has to be seen now that Holmes has a fight under his belt and no more octagon jitters. I think he's going to be able to put a 6-inch advantage in height and also in reach to good use. So we are taking Ugly Man Joe by stoppage, as we expect a quick takedown, domination on the mat, and ground and pound, or a submission victory here. It will be so ugly that it's going to be a thing of beauty here. So we're going with Ugly Man Joe, and we're not going to take him to win the fight. We're going to take him plus 100. Bet $100, returns $100 to finish the fight.
I like it. So Ugly Man Joe by finish. We like, I'm not going to say we. I'm not going to put my name on this, but Lee likes Boston plus 3 tonight. And listen, if the Heat win the game by 1 or 2, we're all happy. And we also like the Florida Panthers minus 1 goal. And you said that, what was that, around plus 105 you were looking at that at? Yeah.
Yep.
That's going to be good. ParamountSports.com. Lee Sterling, awesome job as always, and best of luck tonight.
Hold on real quick. No, I got to ask Lee something. Lee, are you still betting USFL? Because people forgot they're playing ball. Are you still betting USFL?
I am. And
goodness gracious.
It's gotten slightly better, but it's tough. I mean, there's been a bunch of games that have come down to the wire of late where teams have gotten inside the 10-yard line. There's been goal line stands or missed field goals that determined who won. So just didn't see anything that strong coming up for this weekend. But, it's better to bet the over-under. The over-under on amount of fans other than when the Birmingham Stallions play is about 470.
You know, honestly, I haven't even watched a USFL game, but I've seen some, like, photos and clips. And I honestly thought maybe they were playing with empty arenas, like for COVID or something. Because I literally thought there's nobody there. They must be doing an empty stadium thing. I didn't even realize fans were allowed.
Well, I think their goal was to make it to season one, you know, to limit their costs. And they did that. Yeah. And next year, I think they'll go back, you know, to playing in their individual cities. But coming next February is the XFL with The Rock. The Rock is starting the XFL back up, so going to be more competition. Probably not a real high level of play because both leagues are going to be vying for the same player. So, for our sake, I hope we don't end up with a Miami franchise in the XFL.
Yeah, well, I love it. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Thank you so much, Lee.
Okay, thanks, guys.
I love it. All right, when we come back, boy, it's becoming a mudslinging competition. Nick Saban had some really, I took this as very serious allegations against especially Texas A&M, Jackson State, and even Miami. And we've had some responses, including Jimbo Fisher. I didn't think it was possible for me to become a Jimbo Fisher fan. Somehow Nick Saban has turned Jimbo Fisher into like a likable figure. It's up is down, down is up. We'll talk about it next year on Hawk and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Houston, we have a problem.
Hawk and Crowder.
Huge thanks again to Lee Sterling for joining us. So he likes the Panthers tonight. You got to get the special line for that. Panthers minus 1 goal at plus 105. He does think the Boston Celtics cover tonight in a really close game. And he likes, what was it, Ugly Joe this weekend, my finish in the UFC. We're going to be talking, by the way, the 3 o'clock hour around 3:20. We're going to talk with Will Manso from WPLG, talk some Heat Celtics with Will. And around 4:20, we're going to talk some Panthers Lightning with the Blonde Bomber. Bill Lindsay is going to join us. You know, Crowder, I know that you are, unlike Hawk, you are a big Nick Saban guy. Mm-hmm. Nick Saban, to me, he just sounds like an angry old man yelling about NIL. Let me throw to you first. He threw some strong words towards Miami, specifically Miami basketball, not football, even though, you know, the same NIL business is, you know, responsible for the same stuff at Miami with what John Ruiz and Lifewallet are doing. But here's what he said about Texas A&M and his old pal Jimbo Fisher. And, like, these are really strong words, Crowder. He says, I know the consequence is going to be difficult for the people who are spending tons of money to get players. You read about it. You know who they are. We were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. We didn't buy one player, all right? But I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it. It's tough. Now, Crowder, the first thing, man, and, you know, being a guy who covers college football and the Miami Hurricanes, and obviously Miami gets a lot of NIL-related headlines with the Ruiz family, something that people need to understand is NIL, when you're doing it the right way, and looks to me like the Ruiz family, you can be upset about how much money that they're spending, but they're doing everything above board. They're doing everything above board. We don't have any actual hard evidence that collectives from other universities like Texas A&M aren't doing it above board, because the way NIL actually works is the business people who buy this advertising from players or the collectives who buy this advertising, they are not dealing with the universities. They're cutting these deals independently from the institutions. They cut them directly with the players or the players' NIL agents. So when Nick Saban comes out and says Texas A&M is buying players, when he puts those two in the same sentence, Texas A&M buying, he's basically accusing them of tampering and breaking the rules, when if you do NIL the right way, the schools are not the ones cutting these checks. So Crowder, that's a very serious allegation.
Listen, this is Nick Saban feeling recruiting and the mastery of college football that he's been for years slipping away from him. People have been getting money for years. People have been getting money from sponsors, from alumni, from, you know, to the Bull Gators at Florida, to the Golden Canes, to the Big Blue of Michigan, to the Stanford, whatever. I don't even know the names. No. The Super Cardinals, whatever. People have been given money to these kids since college football started. You remember the damn, what's it called? The Pony Express at SMU.
Yep.
Like, bro, it's been going on forever. Now it's legalized. So now people are finding ways to legally do it and funnel this money to people. And Nick Saban's the one to talk, who your starting quarterback makes $1 million a year. So you're doing everything right. But Bryce Young signed a $1 million deal with, you know, in an NIL situation. So you're not paying players, everybody else is, but your quarterback right now is under NIL $1 million deal. Nick Saban is mad because his mastery of college football is about to come to an end.
Yeah.
And Jimbo Fisher and them are out there beating him in recruiting. And we know, we laugh about it, Donna. We talk about it. Yeah, Alabama comes down wherever they want and gets everybody they want, and then we have to take the leftover. Speaking of UM, speaking of UF. No, it's not that way anymore. What the Ruiz family is doing in Miami is the way to go. What the Gators are doing in Gainesville with their Bull Gators, and I was up there for the spring game, it's the new norm. So I don't know why Nick Saban's old ass, Donald, is so upset by it, because you've done it, you've been doing it, and you're currently doing it. Why would you call other people out about that?
Because the playing field is being leveled, right? Because they used to be so much better at doing this stuff under the table. And now that everything's above board, it's just a different atmosphere, right? Because what's been happening over the last 20 years, like Miami has been left in the dust. USC had been left in the dust. And now all of a sudden you've got Miami and USC benefiting from big time NIL deals and what Texas A&M is doing in Texas. And obviously Texas has stunk on the field in recent years, but we'll see if this NIL stuff can help them catch up. But Crowder, I mean, listen, and I'll say it again. I didn't think it was possible for me to ever feel like Jimbo Fisher is a sympathetic figure, but I loved his response today. So Nick Saban said that stuff about Texas A&M last night. Jimbo had a news conference and responded today. He said, it's despicable that a reputable head coach can come out and say this when he doesn't get his way, he said. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. It's ridiculous when he's not on top. Some people think they're God, Fisher said. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out a lot of things you don't want to know. We build him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody's that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out when he, what he does and how he does it. It's despicable. And he made that comment, Jimbo, I'm not sure where this is in the quote that I'm looking at, about how, like, you know, he's not a liar. That's not how he was raised. And if you lie and you cheat, the old man will slap you. And then he said, maybe somebody should have slapped him, talking about Saban. And, oh, my God. When I saw that, oh, I was like fist pumping the air.
Yeah, it's old man Saban being stuck in his ways of this is how it was done. And I was winning when it was done this way. Now, like you said, the way you put it is beautiful, Dono. The playing field is being leveled. And the person that was on top is not on top anymore. The parity of it is going to get more. It's going to get even. The money. People got money. Texas A&M got plenty of money. That Texas oil money is stupid. There are alumni bases that are crazy. You brought up UM with the Ruiz family. Like, there's people that have billions of dollars that would love to give it to the university. And in the past, they had to buy, they had to build weight rooms, or they had to build indoor facilities, or they give $1 million and they name a street after them. Now with NIL, which is genius and it's free market, mm-hmm. That money can go directly to the athlete. So anybody that has money, it used to be a facility arms race. Now it's a literal financial arms race, and the money schools are going to come out on top. I love it. I love it. I don't know if because I'm a Gator and we got plenty of money in Gainesville, whatever it is. I love the NIL. Let's start. These players make money. They can financially gain while they're in college, because only 1% of them go into the league. They can help their families out now. The colleges have to find a way to regulate how much money these 18, 19-year-olds can go spend. You shouldn't give $1 million to a kid in cash, but maybe an IRA or some kind of investment fund, and kind of teach them how to use it. But this is what college football has been missing for their entire lifespan. This is what they need. These kids make billions of dollars. They should be able to make a couple million dollars.
Amen.
And Nick Saban is upset about it. You have – I don't want to just flat – there has been Alabama players that have made money off alumni for years. But now it's illegal, and now Saban's upset by it. It just sounds crazy.
Yeah, and here's so he said something about Miami as well. And he didn't specifically go after Miami football, but if you're going after Ruiz, I mean, he's cutting NIL deals with basketball and football players. And John Ruiz, by the way, I'll also add, does have NIL deals with some FIU student athletes and even some Florida Gator student athletes as well. So Saban said these guys from Miami, he's talking about Ruiz. Or no, he's talking about a player, but Ruiz is who he's mentioning here. These guys from Miami that are going to play basketball there for $400,000. That's about Nigel Pack, the transfer from Kansas State. He said, it's in the newspaper. The guy, being Ruiz, tells you how he's doing it. Which is funny because, okay, John Ruiz, like, announces that he's cutting these NIL deals. And people are like, oh, why is he talking about it? He's talking about it because that's the whole point. NIL is about, it's supposed to be about advertising your business. So John Ruiz is talking about the deals that he's cutting because that's advertising for LifeWallet. It's publicity. That's how it works. I mean, Crowder, personally, I'm pretty sure I would have no idea what LifeWallet is if not for NIL. Like, I would have no clue. I'm a LifeWallet user because of all this publicity for NIL. And that tweet that John Ruiz wrote about the Nigel Pack NIL deal, That's got over 6 million impressions, that tweet. So that's advertising. That's exactly what he's doing. The publicity you get through these NIL deals is the entire point. It's helping the man's business. Does he want to help Miami? Obviously, he's a Miami alum. He wants to help make the program better, but he's got a legitimate business that he is advertising in the process. That's what it's supposed to be about.
And Saban understands that, Dono. He's just upset that now money can take recruits away from him. That's what it is. You yep. have money, and you want to get all the recruits you want because of your name, because of your success. And he is, honestly, I've said it before, he is a defensive genius. He knows football now. I'm not taking anything away from the football side. But the business side of it now, business side of college sports, it's embarrassing that a guy that has all this funding, Alabama has, if Nick Saban says, I want a little Debbie cake vending machine in the locker room, do you know the next day there's going to be a little Debbie vending machine in the locker room?
Yeah.
He has millions of dollars waiting at his feet whenever he says, I need this, I need that, I need a bigger plane to recruit, I need to go to Hawaii because there's an offensive tackle out in Hawaii that I want to recruit, and they're sending him there, and there's no expense taken back. There's no amount that he can ask for.
I remember when he used to always, like, he probably still does it, but I remember when he used to always, like, he would arrive at, like, high school games in South Florida in a helicopter just to impress mm-hmm. everybody. He'd come in the chopper.
So what's that? So let's say that's $100,000. So you, hey Nick, we're gonna rent you a Dodge Neon for $19.86 a day. No, I need a helicopter. That money's there. And he's happy about it, and it makes him look good, and he gets recruits with it. So now, if you have to put that $100,000 that you spent on a helicopter and give it to one of these kids that are making you billions, now you have a problem with it, Nick? Come on, man. Like, he's so mad. The narcissism, like, and Jimbo, I don't share a lot of the same visions as Jimbo, because Jimbo's out there on a limb sometimes. This situation, Jimbo's 100% correct. The narcissism of Nick Saban is showing. There's an old saying, your slip is showing. Like, the world is seeing your insecurities. Your slip is showing. Nick Saban's slip is showing right now.
Well, this has been the Loco Hour. We'll take all the stations when we come back here on Hawk and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Meow.
Hawk and Crowder. The Panthers here.
We've got...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.